Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
15, 16, Colonel Whiskers is 17, and Major Meow makes 18. You see, what it is, there's this cool new collectible card game called Crazy Cats. But my mate Misha has only just started collecting the cards. It's so frustrating waiting for her to buy some more. I wonder if Chemistry has any cards.
So, let me get this straight. Here I am, a chemistry superhero alter ego, and you want me to play Crazy Cats?
Oh, well, I guess I really want you to solve my problem. You said chemistry is good at solving problems. Can you magic up more cat cards for Misha?
No way, that's cheating! But don't panic, because there is something you can learn from chemistry that will help. You've got a fridge in the kitchen, right?
Yes. Pretty sure there aren't any cards in there, though.
Excellent. Come on then, we're going in. Oh, I knew I should have worn my new neon earmuffs. So, any idea what fridges do?
They keep stuff cold by...
I don't know, shoving a load of cold air into the food? They do keep stuff cold, but they're not putting cold in. They take heat out. The cold is what is left behind. Oh, let's check out that jar of pickle. That jar of pickle didn't look like it was moving much, did it? Bit different now that we're down with the molecules.
It's mad in here. I can see that the molecules are all jiggling about.
And that's because of the heat energy they contain. That heat energy wants to find equilibrium.
What's equilibrium?
It's kind of a state where everything's equal. Heat energy wants to transfer itself to less hot materials until everything has the same amount.
Yeah, and it looks like it knows there's more cold out there than in here. I can see the heat energy is moving, like in waves, towards the edge of the jar.
And into the fridge. The cold pipes in the back of the fridge absorb this heat energy. And as they're super cold, they can take a lot of heat energy from food. They keep on taking heat energy, slurping it away until the food is super cold.
So how do the pipes stay cold? Don't they end up being warm from all the heat they're soaking up?
No, because the pipes are constantly refilling with liquid. And it's super cold. The liquid is way colder than water would be. It's often something like isobutene, which stays sloshy even when it's below freezing. Uh-oh, I think someone's opening the door.
Dad's looking for a snack, cheeky. He's meant to be on a diet. Wow, it suddenly got really warm again. All the cold air got out. Oops, I mean, all the hot air got in.
You're getting way good at this. Yeah, that's why fridges are well insulated. That means that they are good at preventing heat from outside coming in.
I think our house is insulated.
Yep, insulating is handy in lots of ways. Like your house, and when you wear a big coat on a cold day. That's insulation too.
To trap my heat inside so it doesn't go trying to share itself about with all the cold stuff outside.
Yep, heat energy transfer is all about sharing. Insulation is all about, well, not sharing. Now think about your collectible crazy cat card conundrum. Misha has two cards, you have 18. You can only play when you have the same amount, like an equilibrium of cat cards. So...
Oh right, I should share my cards. If I give her 8, we'll both have an equal amount of 10.
I can't believe you didn't work that one out for yourself. I thought mates shared things all the time.
You're right, I'm a rubbish mate. Maybe I'll be a better chemist one day.
Carina!
Well, I gotta go. Bye for now, Chemistry.
See you soon.
Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.